Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
So the Baltimore Ravens are still twiddling their thumbs when it comes to signing Colin Kaepernick or not signing Colin Kaepernick. And at this point, if I was someone who was in charge of PR for that organization, my suggestion would be, you got to make a decision now. You have a good idea of what you want to do. You should just do whatever it is that you want to do and live with that decision. Because this in-between thing isn't working for us.
All this hemming and hawing.
Right. And asking this and them and polling these people.
What you think?
Enough. Make the decision. And if they decide not to sign him, I wouldn't agree with it. And I'd say I think that this is a bad move and you're doing it for the wrong reasons or not signing him for the wrong reasons. But that's their decision to make. But make the decision. And there's no way that if the issue didn't happen last year with the kneeling, that this would be something that was even a question. Because this is the perfect situation for the Baltimore Ravens to upgrade their quarterback position when Joe Flacco is getting himself back healthy. And also, they've got a backup in Ryan Mallett, where I see reports Mallett struggling as starting QB with Flacco out. Well, no crap. The guy sucks. Of course he's struggling. He's not any good. So I just hope that that part of it comes to a resolution sooner than later. And there's another guy in the organization we're going to hear from, or at least former player in that organization we're going to hear from.
Your favorite.
That has some things to say. But, I mean, this has just gone on too long now.
Well, you look at the staff. Greg Roman's on that staff. He coached at San Francisco during the Kaepernick tenure, and so he knows him well. So there's no excuse about Kaepernick not knowing how to run an offense or our particular offense. You have a guy on your staff who is well-versed in the abilities of Colin Kaepernick. He's been there with him, been in the trenches with him. So let's check that box about the Kaepernick having the ability to learn a new offense. Okay, we got someone who he has a rapport with. Additionally, this was a guy that you played against in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. So he was damn good then. And you knew what you had to do going into that Super Bowl as far as game planning and your strategy to combat his abilities. And you were able to succeed, barely, I might ask. You're on the goal line. Your defense comes up with big plays there to win the game for you. So you know he has the ability to play at this level. So what is keeping you from doing this? Only one thing. And then you're worried about public opinion, but you haven't been worried about public opinion in other instances when you're signing players. So they need to, once again, stop hemming and hawing and either pull the trigger on this deal or don't. No pun intended, considering who we're about to talk about, the former Raven. You
know, well, that was a knife.
Well, that's right. It was a knife, yeah. Well, you know, or get off the pot. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Make a decision. All this, these focus groups and things of that nature, that should not be part of the equation. You should know what you want to do. Can he help you or can he not help you? And I hear all these lofty things that are being said by John Harbaugh. You know, he's attributing them to Kaepernick and his ability to play the game. Well, what's holding you from signing him? What's keeping you from signing the guy? If you feel that way, you keep saying he's a good player, he has a ton of talent, your brother said that, And you know what he showcased when he was playing for your brother. What is holding you back? Only one thing is holding you back. You're worried about the bottom line, and that's losing money. Well, they had a list the other day about jersey sales. This guy's not in the league right now, and still he's still in top 40 of jersey sales, even not being in the league. So that tells you that right there, at least you'll be able to sell some jerseys, and two. So there are people who are still in his corner, and they're going to support him while others may not.
Realistically, what's the worst that could happen to the Baltimore Ravens organization if they signed Colin Kaepernick? And I'm asking this question seriously, not rhetorically. What is the realistic worst thing that could happen? 5% of their season ticket holders cancel? 5%? Is that even that's a high number.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that wait around, and Ravens fans are passionate like many NFL fans. People that wait around for years to get seats. Will 5%? Will 2%? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, will people stop watching games?
I have no idea. All we have to go on is the letter that John Mara talked about here with the New York Giants and all. And I don't know what percentage. I agree. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I can't affix a number to it.
Well, I think I can get in the ballpark, and it's closer to zero than it is anything else. I don't think that people are going to run away from the televisions or not go to games because Colin Kaepernick's on the team.
Well, there are going to be those who want to watch because they're cheering him on. There are going to be others that want to watch because they want him to fail.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get what you always get when you have someone who's perceived as a heel and someone who is liked by many. Both are going to tune in.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we've seen guys out there that are despised in sports that still get a ton of eyeballs on them. LeVar Ball comes to mind right now. He is the person that nobody likes, but yet everybody talks about and watches and listens to. Ray Lewis is one of my least favorite people in sports. I bring that up every time he comes up. And he does these things where he decides to go on social media and talk to people through his Twitter account.
I got to say this man to man.
Right.
Twitter to Twitter.
I'll have to say this man to man to Joe Flacco over his Twitter account with hundreds of thousands of followers.
Because I want all y'all to hear this. Even though it's just between me and Joe.
Now, I can't say I'm sorry, my brother. Move on. Keep moving.
Move on.
Move on, my brother.
Telling people to move on.
Move on.
He preaches to everybody as if we want to hear his opinion, as if he is the man that has all the answers for all of us, and he's in his car, he's wherever, telling people what is what. So his latest one is to Colin Kaepernick. Instead of keeping all of this between them, if they've had conversations, he decided to go to Twitter to show everybody how great Ray Lewis is and to send this message to Colin Kaepernick. So we're going to play some of this. We'll stop it when we hear ridiculous things, so there's going to be a lot of stopping. But this is Ray Lewis's latest Twitter monologue.
How crazy is I'm just leaving set at Fox and got all of these texts and stuff about all of this Colin Kaepernick stuff and all this stuff. Let me explain something to you guys, all right? I'm going to be very simple with this. While a bunch of people are talking about this man, Cap, let me tell you something, brother. I pray for you more than you've ever can imagine, all right? Your name is in my Bible. That God gives you the vision that you did. I applaud you for the things that you stood up for. My brother, everybody else can speak for you, but until you speak for yourself and demand what you want to do in life, it's totally on you. But it's almost crazy that you see people always trying to respond. Let me tell you something, my man. I've made mistakes in my life, but I promise you, if you look at my track record, the mistakes I've made, I've never repeated twice.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's a good thing. He's never repeated those mistakes twice. So never, only once did he get in the way of a murder investigation. Just the one time. So he never did that again.
That's progress.
That really is progress. Yeah. He didn't obstruct justice a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. So let's all follow in the footsteps of Ray Lewis. Continue, Ray.
That's rehabilitation, man.
Clearly.
You understand? And so what I want to tell you is, from man to man, brother, I ain't got nothing against you. I wish you the best in life. I hope you chase whatever God got for you to chase, all right? And once again, I applaud what you stood up for, because I'm in the streets every day. So while people talking about what this and why Ray said this and why Ray said that, Ray ain't saying nothing. And if people really want to help you, if they really want to help you, man, they'll pray for you, brother. All right? They'll lead you the right way and stop encouraging you to be caught up in some of this nonsense. The
battles, I mean, he can't help himself.
Are they encouraging him to be caught up in? What the hell are you talking about now?
And why is he inserting himself into this? Oh, I'm in the streets every day, and Ray say this, and Ray say that. I say nothing. I say nothing but 2 minutes of this Twitter video about you talking about this? What is this? Is your thing going off there? I can't even.
Oh.
You watching Ray Lewis on your tablet?
No, I'm not. That's interesting that he says people are encouraging you to do this. No one's encouraging him to do a damn thing. He's keeping up a good fight. He's put his money where his mouth is, and his actions were and still are. And so what are you talking about? They're encouraging you to do this and that. No, they're not. I have no idea what he's talking about here.
Well, the money line still hasn't happened yet, and I can't wait to get to it. So let's keep hearing from Ray Lewis on his Twitter video.
The battles you fighting, brother, people way before has been fighting these for many, many, many years. And that's why I take each and every one of these kids, and that's why I take them away from their environments and give them something else to see in life. And that's why I played the way I played. The football.
What does this have to do with him? What does this have to do with him extracting kids from their environments and showing things that they... What is he talking about?
Don't look at me. I have no idea.
Your name is in my Bible.
That's great.
Thank you. Good. Glad my name's in there.
My goodness. All right. Keep it going. Yeah, because there's another line in here that you're just gonna love, so keep it going.
That's why I played the way I played. The football field is our sanctuary.
Shut up.
If you do nothing else, young man, get back on the football field and let your play speak for itself. And what you do off the field, don't let too many people know, because they're going to judge you anyway, no matter what you do, no matter if it's good or bad.
All right, there it is.
Wait.
There it is.
So no matter what you do off the field, don't let anyone know. But you're letting everybody know what you're doing off the field.
No, but the greatest thing is that Colin Kaepernick knelt down to call attention to an issue that was extremely important to him and many others. That is activism.
Yes.
And Ray Lewis is suggesting that Colin Kaepernick quietly go about his activism, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Now, you want to tell me that in your spare time you like to have different hobbies maybe, or, you know, off the field, maybe you like to go to the Wiggle here or there. And Ray Lewis says, keep that quiet and don't put a video or a Snapchat up of that. Okay, I understand that. But if you're trying to be an activist, you can't be quiet about it. Nobody in the history of activism has been quiet about it. So he's basically suggest just go out there and play and don't do anything else.
Martin Luther King Jr., why are you marching? Oh, no reason. None.
And this is how dumb this guy is. So in the beginning, I applaud you for everything you've stood up for. Your name is in my Bible. All of this bull crap. And then he says, be quiet about it. So do you applaud him for everything he's done? Or do you suggest that he be quiet about it? I mean, what type of jerk is this guy?
Well, it's hypocrisy, number one. And number two, he contradicts himself throughout this. It's amazing. Yeah, how are you going to go out and protest and you say you're doing a great thing and I'm with you, I stand with you, others stand with you, but now you circle back and you say, well, don't do it so loudly. Keep it to yourself.
Don't let too many people know.
Okay.
That'd be a bad thing.
This is going to be an army of one.
Right.
The mistakes I've made, I've never repeated twice.
I know you want to change how people feel about certain things, but shh.
He went on to say something that leads me to believe that the Ravens are going to sign him, because he said when you get back on that field, just concentrate on playing football. Now, what he said after that, we both disagree with. You know, be quiet off the field and keep that to yourself. But he said when you get on that field, and he has some insight because the Ravens have reached out to him and asked of his advice on this topic, that I think they may go ahead and sign him, because he didn't say if you get back on the field. He said when, and I may be reading too much into this, but he used – the term win. So I'm thinking they're getting closer and they're probably trying to iron out money at this point. So when you get back on that field, do this, this, and that, not if you get back on the field. Because he said, when you get back, he said, what do you mean when? I'm trying to, man. You know, that's what I'm fighting to get back on the field. So it's not like I don't want to play. I do want to play. And so there's a lot of things that stand out in here in a negative way for Ray Lewis, you know, about keeping things to yourself when you don't do that. And the fact that you're telling all of us, everything that you should just be speaking to Colin Kaepernick in the same manner which you went man to man with Joe Flacco and didn't. So it's interesting that Ray Lewis always seems to think this is the tact he should take when he's trying to advocate on one's behalf.
No, he loves himself is what it is. I mean, he can't go 2 seconds without talking about himself or weaving in what Ray Lewis does and say in third person. What's going on in his life. I'm just picturing Ray Lewis now. If Colin Kaepernick kneels in a Ravens uniform, there's Ray on the sidelines in a suit picking him up. Come on, stand up.
I hope you chase whatever God got for you to chase.
In press conference, someone asked Colin Kaepernick about, you know, what he stands for and what he plans to do. And Ray, shh, young man, quiet. Don't let anybody know what you're going to do.
Don't let too many people know, because they're going to judge you
just
anyway.
Just a person here or there, right?
I think it's too late to let people know. Maybe don't let them know.
Maybe your favorite uncle, you call him up, you let him know. Maybe a nice female that might be in your life, you let her know.
Your name is in my Bible.
But everybody else, shh, quiet, young man.
We got a little bit left of this nonsense, just a little bit, right, I think. All right, let's play the ending of it.
No matter if it's good or bad, all right? Cap, be good. Take care of yourself. Brother for life. A lot of people talking for you. A lot of people got your back. Take care of yourself. Peace.
Okay. Take care of yourself. But peace. Do it quietly.
Yeah, exactly.
When you take care of yourself, you be quiet.
So wait. So if I had, if Colin Kaepernick had taken his advice prior to this, his stance, if he had done it quietly, would a lot of people have his back? No, because they wouldn't know about it. So how would they have his back?
It's so true. Now, Mike, I got to take a look at this. Mike's telling me that he thinks maybe...
No, I believe it. I went to Ray Lewis's Twitter account from the Geo and Jones page. It says, you're blocked from following Ray Lewis and viewing Ray Lewis tweets. I wanted to put the video out there for everybody. I can't.
That's unbelievable.
They blocked us?
I guess.
No, come on, fellow backer.
I guess it was probably from the last time that we said something about Ray Lewis with the Flacco thing.
I guess.
We probably tweeted out something and tagged him in it. I don't need this.
My brother, it wasn't even about you.
Yeah, no, it was not. See, I'm going to put all this out there and you cannot criticize me.
I got to say this man to man.
I wonder if I should write Geo and Jones in that Bible, too. Everybody must listen to me and like everything I say, because I am Ray Ray.
Men, and inspiring them to go on and do things.
Go on and block people on Twitter because they criticized my nonsense. What a dope.
I couldn't help.
I'm not going to go on that part. Superman's a dope, but he's doing some stuff out there in the community, which is great. Yeah. Should be awesome. Admired for that. But this contradicting himself here with telling the guy, you're going to protest quietly. No, that's not how
I'm
works.
Extracting children from their environments and throwing them into a better environment. Look, I've got one right now. All I have to do is put a bag of Doritos in the street, and then I trap them in a net. And then I extract them from their environments.
Your name is in my Bible.
Can't stand them. All right. Coming up next, a bogus update, and some guy who really, really likes to punish himself in the NFL. We're coming right back.
Keep up with the latest on the show on Twitter at Geo and Jones.
Ray Lewis, who has blocked us on Twitter. Amazing.
What?
Ray Lewis blocking us.
Let me see if I can go.
What a badge of honor that is. The fact that we annoyed him so much with the Geo and Jones account. A very innocuous Twitter account that we have. Not a lot going on there. Oh, it's a little, I guess it's an accoutrement to the radio show. Damn. It's basically what it is, you know? It's like the piece of parsley on the dinner plate, yeah. You know? It's there to enhance things. That's basically what it is. It's not a very controversial Twitter account, but it is now. And this is the second controversial thing to happen with the G. Owen Jones Twitter account. Remember when our account was suspended early on because they thought we were a spam account? Because we had just joined and we had 8 gazillion retweets from the duck.
Puddles.
And you throwing money at Puddles.
Oh, yeah.
Because Puddles stripped and you threw dollar bills in it. So we had just joined.
Puddles
and then that
propositioned
thing,
me, yeah.
That thing went viral, and then we got like a bunch of fake people and spam accounts following us because of it, and they thought we were a spam account. So there's been a lot of controversy with this Twitter account. So you got to follow it, man. You got to see what's next at G. Owen Jones. You never know. So now I'm asking Ray Lewis to block my personal account now, because that would really make my day.
The mistakes I've made, I've never repeated twice.
Like, I blocked that radio show. Just the one radio show. G.O. and Jones.
Never to be unblocked.
Right. I'm more of a Tiki and TNA guy.
Your name is in my Bible.
I talk football every day at the same time. I know where to go for my football talk on the 40s.
I can't say I'm sorry, my brother. Move on. Keep moving.
Football on the 40s.
When they do the inbounds, out of bounds. Warms up the cockles of my esophagus. Is it in? Is it out?
Men. Oh, and inspiring man. Them to go on and do things.
I think that's in. It's in for me, at least. I don't know about you. And that's the great thing about that segment is there could be dissension in the ranks. One could say in, one could say out.
Ray, do you like when BT sings or raps?
I'm warming up to it.
So he's not killing the game?
No. Okay. Don't say kill around me. It's sensitive.
Oh, okay.
It's a sensitive topic. I'm speaking in tongues. I like to do that from time to time.
Okay.
Just gets a hold of me sometimes. Anyway, can't wait for 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock. When's that show on? 3 o'clock.
Three, Ray.
It was two when I'm in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Extracting children from bad neighborhoods and putting them in good neighborhoods.
Hi. Is he competing with Dion?
You know what? I'll give Dion credit. As much of a flashy guy as he was and is still, those conversations that he has with people when he mentors, they're not for the camera. He does most of it's behind the scenes, right? Like, he may mention it on the NFL Network. I spoke to this guy to give context to a certain story.
Yeah.
But he's not making those conversations public or going, at least as far as I don't know, but I don't think he is.
That father that consummated that child ain't coming back.
He does a much better job with that than Ray Lewis does.
Well, he's not putting it out there for everyone to notice, but I go back to my original statement as far as the good work that Ray Lewis is doing in the communities in which he's serving. So that's to not be derided or disparaged. But the fact that he's putting it all out there for us to see, I don't know if he's seeking attention or not. I would say yes, considering he has to document it all via the Twitter or social media. But he is doing some good work.
Michael in Abilene, Texas on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Michael? Why, there we go. There you are, Michael. What's up?
Hey, morning, fellas. How we doing?
Good, man. You?
I'm doing great, even better since I just heard the most uncanny Ray Lewis impersonation ever. Spot on, my man. Spot on.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Also, can I say congratulations to both of you for this accomplishment? I feel like it's the result of years of hard work and dedication to receive such an honor from. Now, I know you guys want to go home, you know, and just end your lives because Ray Lewis doesn't like you guys. I need to tell you right now, it's okay.
You will
make it through this day. Ray Lewis doesn't like you. I understand. That's unfortunate. I hear his personality can be rather sharp at times.
I got you.
I think that's something to take note of. No, I literally have never been more sick to my stomach than watching that guy talk about winning that Super Bowl against San Francisco. The dude literally said, they asked him, they stuck a microphone in his face, and, hey, you know, it was a tough game. How were you able to pull this off? And the man literally said verbatim, if God is against, is for you, who can be against you? He clarified that for me. You know, clearly God's not for me because I didn't want the Ravens to win. So he actually helped, you know, solidify my faith, my religion, my belief. He saved me a lot of time. I don't have to go to church now because I found out God doesn't like me because I'm not a Ravens fan. So, you know, he's really impacted my life. He's impacted your life. You guys are just so fortunate and lucky, and I appreciate y'all taking my call. The guys who got blocked on Twitter from Ray Lewis.
Michael, great call. Thank you very much, man. We appreciate everything you said. He also said after that game, didn't Jacoby Jones have a big return in that Super Bowl?
It was right after the delay, wasn't it?
Right, that's right. He put his hands, he said, after the game, on Jacoby Jones' chest because God told him to, and then he returned the kick for a touchdown.
Hmm.
I mean, this is what the man said. I put my hands on, I just felt it. I put my hands on his chest, and then that's what happened. I don't know how, it just happened. Are you kidding me?
Man to man.
Put your hands on his chest and he ran it back for a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm putting my hands on your chest and you're going to like Ray Lewis. Come here. Ooh, you got a nice chest.
Yeah, ooh, wow. You've been working out. Look at this, man.
I don't think God want me to do that to your chest.
How much you bench?
I just turned into Hugh Freeze. Ooh, let me see that chest.
All right, Poker still hasn't done the update yet because we're messing around.
Your personality is what it is.
That is true. That is true. It is. He is right. We are not changing. Personality is what it is. Thank you, Ray. We finally came to an agreement on something.
Not to mess up Bogus's update, but the most important thing that's happened today is we've been blocked on Twitter by Ray Lewis. I'm going to say that every single segment.
Damn.
My brother, it wasn't even about you.
What was it about then, dawg? What do we do, man? Please, tell her. Right. Make it plain, preacher.
Bogus, what's going on?
Man to man.
It was a good baseball game last night, I heard.
There were many good baseball games. Nobody was less happy for John Lester for hitting the first homer of his big league career than John Lester himself.
And it's a cool feeling. You know, but like I told you, I get paid to pitch. So at the end of the day, it's awesome. It's great. And I'm not downplaying it, but I'd rather take the win over that.
Lester did not get the W despite being staked to a quick 6-0 lead, pulled in the fifth, but not before recording the 2,000th strikeout of his career. The Cubs steamrolled the Diamondbacks 16-4 at Wrigley, improving to 14-3 since the All-Star break. Nats ace Max Scherzer also went yard for the first time last night, despite a stiff neck.
It actually helped on my baseball swing. I actually could, you know, I couldn't pull my head out, and I had to just stay locked in. And that actually gave me a better swing, so sure enough, that's the reason why I hit a home run.
It's also the reason he left before the bottom of the second in Miami. The Nats not concerned with Scherzer's neck long-term, but the bullpen did blow a 6-0 lead last night, the Marlins winning 7-6. The latest Dodger win streak is 9 after a 3-2 win in Atlanta. Here's the craziness at Fenway last night. The Red Sox trailed 5-0 in 7-5. They led 9-7, then trailed again 10-9. Then Christian Vasquez hit a game-ending 3-run homer bottom 9. He was only up because Mitch Moreland reached on a wild pitch third strike to extend that final half inning. Boston's win to the Yankees, 4-3 home loss to the Tigers, means the Sox are back atop the AL East by a half game. And Georgetown basketball has dropped out of the much-anticipated tournament in November in Portland to honor Nike founder Phil Knight's 80th birthday. It appears the Patrick Ewing rebuild is not yet ready for primetime competition. Boys.
Interesting move.
And Ewing was an Adidas guy, if I remember correctly, back when.
That'd
remember the Ewings?
That would be a great memory, yeah.
Yeah, remember the Ewings? Those were nice. Had a pair.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Ewings.
More Nikes than Adidas, but yeah, that's a pair of Ewings.
Yeah, I'm sort of a Nike sycophant when it comes to, I've never bought anything other than, when I'm talking just straight sneakers.
Really?
And Nikes. I mean, there's other types of shoes.
Yeah, we wore Adidas cleats at UCLA and wore out my feet. I'm sure they're much better now. And then Reebok, our basketball players wore the Reeboks, and those were sweet, so definitely had a pair of those.
Adidas just blocked us on Twitter.
Yeah, they did. They probably did. Well, my toes are blocked because of y'all.
Oh, man, messed me up, man. Wow.
But Nikes, I'm with you. I'm a Nike guy.
All right, coming up next, you're not going to believe who's interested in buying the Houston Rockets. If you haven't heard it yet, it will floor you. We're coming right back.
Give us a call right now, 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You can follow us and tweet us at Gio and Jones, G-I-O and Jones. And you could block us as well if you'd like. I mean, we do have a celebrity and a Hall of Famer who is blocking us, currently blocked us. We are blocked.
Is he in the Hall? He's not in the Hall yet, is he?
Well, he will be.
Yeah, he will be. Yeah.
All right, future Hall of Famer.
He didn't block the murder investigation for too long because he didn't want to go to jail. Stop. I'm just saying. Yeah, no, he finally came to his senses.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. He's probably, okay, I'm going to snitch now.
Yeah, plead guilty to obstruction of justice and get right out of there. All right. Someone also reminded us of that deer antler spray. Remember that thing that he went through? That was crazy.
Did he go through that? What?
Yeah, I thought that was him, the deer antler spray, wasn't it? That stuff that they had? Yeah, it was Ray Lewis, and it was that weird thing that he was taking or something.
A lot of people take that, yeah.
Odd. Stuff.
No, some stuff out of the red velvet deer or something from New Zealand. Yeah, a lot of cats.
You one of those cats? That.
No.
No.
There's a guy out of Austin. I tried it, but there's a guy out of Austin that sells it.
Did you inhale?
Hell yeah, I inhaled.
Deer antler spray.
Yeah. I saw no real results from it.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, help him heal his torn triceps.
That's right. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. So he couldn't rely just on God for that.
No.
Had to go to the deer.
To the
but you know what? God made the deer.
Got to go to the antlers.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Give me those antlers. All right. Carmelo Anthony wants to be traded to the Rockets only. He will only waive his no trade clause for the Rockets.
That's
continually being reported. And the thing that's more interesting about the Rockets than Carmelo now is the fact that they're up for sale.
Yep.
Les Alexander expects to get about $1.65 billion for the Houston Rockets. And one of the names that has been tossed out there as a minority owner, someone who wants to buy a stake in the freshly made-for-sale Houston Rockets, is Beyonce herself.
Yep.
Queen B.
That's right.
Wants a stake in the Rockets.
She's from H-Town.
She is. It's her hometown.
Yep.
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of money.
Yes. Big investment. Smart investment. Team on the rise. I'm telling you, that'd be something else.
That'd be who?
What?
That'd be who? That'd be huge, man. That'd be who? Who do you?
All right. That was ridiculous. It would be who? Now that you put it that way.
It would be who'd from there and the celebrity and everyone she could attract. The Rockets are going to be a draw anyway, but now you've got her as part of the ownership. Helps her bank account, and it definitely helps the face of the franchise, for sure.
I want her there.
I do, too.
Sitting courtside.
Now, her husband had
a fan on her, blowing the clothes everywhere. Her, like, dancing, you know.
Now, the fact that Jay-Z has the sports agency, I don't think that affects her because she owns none of that, although she reaps the benefits. She's married to the cat.
Yeah, that is an interesting one.
But her name is not assigned to anything associated with the sports agency, so she is free and clear if you know the opportunity presents itself to be part of ownership.
And if I'm Adam Silver, I try my best to have this happen because I think that is a great thing for the league and that team just to have that face there. Even if she doesn't show up a lot.
Right.
Just to have, I mean, it's a cool thing. And there's more people that will pay attention to the Rockets because there's such big Beyonce fans that will be, oh, this is not, I don't really care about basketball. Now I care about basketball. She owns the team.
Well, and it's not like she's going to perform at every halftime or anything like that. So you're right. She's not going to be there all the time. Maybe make some courtside appearances. I'm sure that's going to happen from time to time. But it's real cool for her and her portfolio if she can and get an ownership stake in this deal.
What's cooler to own if you're wealthy? A mega yacht or a sports team?
Both.
No, you can't take both.
Why not?
Because that ruins a game. You got to take one. Of
well,
course,
if you're
you take
wealthy,
both.
You're gonna have both.
All right, but what I asked was, what's cooler?
What's you a can better have, toy?
Yeah, you can have both.
Sports team.
Is it?
Yes.
There's
so
stress.
You can lease a yacht anytime you
could.
You can't
right.
lease a team.
But there's no stress in the yacht.
Sure, there is. You got crew.
So?
Things break.
Okay, and you care how?
Because you have to pay to repair
sure.
them.
But think about all the money you got to shell out with a team. You got to deal with all the people. You got to fire people. The team could be bad for a while. The yacht's not going to be bad. You put it in the shop and it gets fixed, and you're out there in Mykonos
the
2 minutes later.
How do you get a return on your investment? You shell out cash for the yacht. You're not bringing anything back as a result of that. With the sports team, I get a return on my investment. I got this TV money. Mm. I'm doing more than breaking even, especially in today's NBA.
I can't argue that.
Yeah.
But I still think...
You're a boat owner.
I still think the yacht's cooler. It's cooler than the sports team. You might make more money on it. It's cooler. Mm-mm. It is, man. Mm-mm. Oh, if you buy a crappy team, then who needs that?
But you're making money off of that crappy team.
My question was cooler.
No.
Not what's going to make you more money. My question is, what's cooler?
No. Did you say what's...
I said, what's a cooler thing to own if you're wealthy?
Well, it's the sports team is cooler because I get a return on my investment. How cool is that?
You think about some of the owners in sports that get criticized like crazy, though. You're not going to get criticized if you have the yacht out there. You go, wow, that guy's cool. He got a yacht. I mean, James Dolan gets crushed every 5 seconds.
You think he's listening to all that criticism?
Yes, he is. He took a portfolio, as you said, a portfolio of insults to a radio station to defend himself because he was getting crushed so much.
You think Beyonce is going to be listening to all that nonsense?
No, she won't. But
Would you?
Yeah, I would probably because I know the game of sports. I'd be listening to stuff. I would definitely be reading and listening to stuff. But owners get killed. Bad owners. Dan Snyder. Jerry Jones was getting emotional defending the decision with Lucky White. These guys, they go through a lot of stress.
True.
Okay. Fans can't stand bad owners. If you're a good owner, they love you. If you're the Rooney family, they love you. But not everybody's a Rooney family with the Steelers. Right. You got more of that guy going and James Dolan than anything else.
I'm taking that criticism in the sports franchise. Mm-hmm. You take a risk with that. You spend your money, but you recoup.
Yacht or team, Mikey B?
Team.
Team, wow. Yep. Yacht or team?
Team.
Wow.
Matter of fact, all those billionaires who don't have a team and wish they had a team, they're going to invite you onto their yacht.
See, I just...
They want to curry favor.
But I mean, you think about the coolest thing you can do with that team is show up to the arena that everybody else is at anyway and then be in a box. The things you could do in a yacht. Oh, you take it to the most beautiful places in the world. Oh, you have little jet skis off the back. You're in a Ibiza. You're taking your little tender into the clubs. I mean, come on.
Now, if you buy a team and you spend the money right, you can buy a yacht.
Yeah, but that's insane. That
wasn't the question.
Exactly, Pete. You Republicans always getting things confused.
Don't start. Don't start.
Making things more difficult.
Don't start.
Problems with communications.
Giving them great again.
Who are you in there?
I'm not going to.
Scaramucci Pete? Is that your new nickname, huh?
Buddy.
Man.
Yeah, you scare the team into being good. I'm going with the sports team, man. And there's so many accoutrements that come with that.
Oh, don't even.
Come on.
Can you
sports team?
Can you take your own words, please?
Yeah, you made that one up. Okay, you're right.
No, that but was... you had. I've never heard you say that before. Now all of a sudden,
not around you.
Yeah, okay.
Only when I'm dining, fine dining.
Yeah, right.
You want to dine, you want to eat.
Yeah, I say accoutrement, and then all of a sudden you're spitting it out like you're staking claim to it.
No,
that's my word of the day.
You can have it.
You can have
right.
You find right. your word of the day.
Okay.
Be original, will you? Be a better man. Don't be stealing my stuff. Better men don't do that.
Yeah, that's so
they
true.
Get their own words.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you be the ship magnet, and I'm going to be the sports team owner.
You can have it. You can
that?
Have it. All Chris.
I want the sports team.
All right.
Strap it on. Worried about. Strap it on. That's right. Give me the team.
So Michael Jordan actually responded to LaVar Ball.
Only because he was forced to.
Basically, yeah. But he still did.
Yeah.
He was asked the question, and he answered. He goes, I don't think he could beat me if I was one-legged, was his response. Everybody remembers LaVar Ball saying he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. LaVar Ball also said in a radio interview that he's better than, or was better in his heyday than Rob Gronkowski at tight end because he played tight end when he was younger in high school. I don't know about college. I didn't even look it up to see how far he got. But, I mean, the guy is just... I saw a video of him dancing the other day that is flat out one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. And I didn't feel guilty at being entertained by him.
Really?
I did not. And there's no doubt that...
Why don't you feel guilty?
Well, because there are issues with him, and I do agree with the people that say that he's misogynistic in several situations we've seen him in with the referee and Christine Leahy.
I disagree.
I think that, really.
Yeah. Why? I mean, with Christine Leahy, the lady had been critical of him. He pushed back. He didn't point towards her being a female when he pushed back. He just said, I'm not listening to you. He's been like that, whether it's a male, whether it's a female, anyone that's criticized
him. He didn't look at her, though, and stay in your lane. I mean, that to me was... I mean, he wouldn't say that to Colin Cowherd. I mean, stay in your lane was implying, like, you're the female over there in the corner. You stay there and get out of here. And then the fact that he's throwing the one female referee out and criticizing her. I mean, I think that just to me, it's pretty clear.
So is it pretty clear? Did he say throw this referee out because she gave me a tech or because she's a female and she gave me a tech? I don't think it's very clear.
Yeah, I
do. He didn't say grab her by the pee.
No, but why?
He's been dismissive to a lot of people. That's my point. Whether you're male or female, he's been very dismissive.
He looks people in the eye, though, and doesn't say stay in your lane. When you say, you know, the stay in your lane thing was sealed it for me.
He didn't believe she knew anything about what he was talking about, and her criticism wasn't warranted, just like he doesn't believe other male commentators' criticism isn't warranted.
Coming up next, Mike Haynes, Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.